are strong and nights feel long. We lift our eyes to where you are. You are our peace, our steady song, the quiet strength within our hearts. Your word stands firm, your love remains a sure foundation.
Good morning, beloved. Welcome to Winning Every Day, a place where we come together to strengthen our faith, renew our minds, and receive God's wisdom for everyday living. Thank you for joining me today. I believe that this moment is going to help you not only hear God's word, but also put it into practice as you go through your day. Our topic today is learning to control your words. Our Bible text is from Proverbs chapter 21, verse 23, which says, "Whoso keepeth his mouth and his tongue keepeth his soul from troubles." There is a remarkable story about Abraham Lincoln that illustrates this. Historian Doris Kearns Goodwin has documented how Lincoln handled moments when he was deeply angry with someone. Instead of immediately saying what was on his mind, Lincoln would sometimes write what he called a hot letter. He would put his anger into the letter, but then he would set it aside until he had calmed down. One famous example involved General George Meade. Lincoln was extremely disappointed with Meade after an important military decision. He wrote a strongly worded letter expressing his frustration, but he never sent it. The letter was eventually found among Lincoln's papers with the words indicating that it was never sent or signed. The lesson is simple. Feeling something does not mean you have to say it, and that's where many of us need God's help. Sometimes you're angry and you want to respond immediately. Sometimes somebody says something that hurts you and you feel you must answer. Sometimes you're frustrated at home, under pressure at work, disappointed by someone, or overwhelmed by what you're going through. But not every thought deserves a voice. James 1 verse 19 says, "Let every man be swift to hear, slow to speak, slow to wrath." Notice the order. Quick to listen, slow to speak. There is power in the pause. Before you answer that message, pause. Before you make that phone call in anger, pause. Before you say something you may later regret, pause. Give God room to govern your response. Proverbs chapter 15 verse 1 says, "A soft answer turneth away wrath." Sometimes the greatest victory is not proving that you are right. Sometimes the greatest victory is refusing to allow anger to control your tongue. And remember, controlling your words doesn't only mean avoiding negative words. It also means deliberately speaking words that give life. Proverbs 18 verse 21 tells us that death and life are in the power of the tongue. So speak faith, speak hope, speak encouragement, speak God's promises over yourself and over the people around you. I don't know what you are passing through today. Perhaps you're facing a difficult conversation. Perhaps someone has disappointed you. Perhaps you're carrying frustration that has been building for a while. But today, ask the Holy Spirit to help you speak with wisdom. You don't have to respond to everything. You don't have to win every argument. You don't have to explain yourself every time. Sometimes silence is wisdom. Sometimes kindness is strength. And sometimes the most powerful thing you can say is the thing you choose not to say. I declare over you today, your words will not destroy what God is building in your life in Jesus' name. You will receive wisdom to know when to speak and when to remain silent. You will not be controlled by anger, frustration, or pressure in Jesus' name. Your mouth will become an instrument of encouragement, wisdom, grace, and faith. You will speak words that bring healing, build relationships, strengthen others, and align with God's purpose for your life. In Jesus' name. Time for reflection. take a moment and ask yourself, what kind of words have been coming out of my mouth lately? Are they building or tearing down? Are they driven by faith or by frustration? Actions for the day. Today, practice the pause. Before responding to anything that provokes you, take a breath and ask, will these words bring life, peace, and wisdom? If the answer is no, choose your words carefully or choose silence, and deliberately encourage at least one person today. Let your mouth be a source of life. And now, let's take our confession of faith for the day. Wherever you are, say this with me. Today, I choose my words wisely. My tongue will speak life, faith, wisdom, and grace. I will not be ruled by anger or pressure. My words will build, heal, encourage, and bring glory to God. I am disciplined in my speech, peaceful in my heart, and victorious in my life. I will celebrate today in Jesus' name. Let's pray. Father, thank you for your word. We appreciate you for everyone listening today. Give us wisdom over our words. Help us to be slow to speak, quick to listen, and led by your Spirit. Guard our mouths from words that bring destruction, and fill our hearts with words that bring life. May your peace guide every conversation we have today, and may our lives bring glory to you. Thank you for answering us. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen. Thank you for spending this time with me on Winning Every Day. If this message blessed you, don't keep it to yourself. Share this episode with someone who needs this encouragement today. Until next time, remember, you don't have to say everything you feel. Let God teach you when to speak, what to speak, and when silence is the wiser choice. Go into your day with faith. God bless you.
I don't know where in life you are right now.
Maybe you feel like you don't know where you're going.
Maybe you're just going through the motions.
Feeling like you should be somewhere else.
Maybe it feels like your life is in ruin and you're wondering how you got here.
Or maybe life is great and you have achieved everything you've ever dreamt of.
But you still feel it. Empty, broken, lost.
I don't have all the answers, but I know the source of the problem, sin.
It's what breaks our connection with God. You know it, it's true.
There's nothing we can do to fix it.
That's where Jesus comes in, the Son of God, the one that changed it all.
He died to pay for our sins, but rose 3 days later to open the door to God for all of us,
despite our imperfections.
Now that's good news!
You can ask him into your life, right now.
I did it.
I did it.
I did it!
I did it.
I did it.
I did it.
I did it.
And how about you?
For more information about salvation, faith, and other biblical topics, write to info@isaacmel.com. You can also call us for prayer requests and to share your testimonies on +234-706-688-5715. Winning Every Day is a daily devotional podcast by Isaac Mel Ministries. You can also listen to us on iHeartRadio, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and on Spreaker. Till next podcast, go and win with Jesus.